Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A former WWE champion's return has been scrapped. A top NXT star is out until next year. And we're expecting another Rhodes. For Thursday, December the 17th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Melina, it's the Raw reunion, an exciting night for you. Welcome back.
Oh, it's great to be back.
How has it been? I mean, seeing old faces, new faces.
Oh my goodness, I've been crying all day. Like, oh my goodness, I keep putting a makeup back on because I keep crying. Everybody's just, it's good to see everybody. This is family. This is home. So it's been so wonderful. Like, I'm just so happy. I'm happy to be here.
And what do you think about you meeting the new generation of WWE superstars?
It's so great to see them. It's like to great to actually see their personalities, because I only see what I see on TV and what the fans tell me, and I see this, and it's, I see their personality outside of the ring, and it's just beautiful to see how genuine they are and what great human beings they are. So I just love seeing them. I'm like, oh, you guys, I just want to hug your faces off.
But here's the real question. What are we going to see from you tonight?
I like to keep everybody on their toes, like to keep everything as a surprise. So,
mom's the word.
Yay.
Well, we're so excited to have you.
Nice people.
Have a great night and enjoy every moment.
Oh, thank you. I will.
That was Melina talking on the Raw reunion last year, back when we could have people at wrestling shows. What a weird dream that feels like now. We talked earlier on in 2020 about a return for the former WWE Divas Champion. And Melina shot that down, going onto Facebook to say that no such thing had been discussed with her and there's been no conversations. But quite annoyed by some of the rumours and the rumblings that had occurred. Well, the rumours and rumblings are rumouring and rumbling again. That comes from pro wrestler and reality TV star Johnny Fairplay. So he was chatting to Pro Wrestling Torch and said that Melina was indeed set for a run in NXT. Johnny Fairplay quoting Robert Stone, former friend of his back in the days of TNA, Robbie E. And according to Johnny Fairplay, we were meant to see something between Stone and Melina. Speaking with The Torch, Fairplay said, quote, I hung out with Robbie E 2 weeks ago and he has no idea what he's going to do. His plan was to bring in Melina and manage in NXT. She had to have surgery or something. They're not using the guy. So not only have we potentially had a Melina storyline that got scrapped as a result of alleged surgery for Melina, but also Robbie E is at a bit of a loose end. And we haven't seen Robert Stone on our TVs for quite some time. He was excellent in his role as the head of the Robert Stone brand. He was doing something that was bringing Aaliyah along on NXT. There was some involvement with Mercedes Martinez briefly, some involvement with Chelsea Green before she got called up to the main roster. It's just bags of potential for Robert Stone on that show. And we'd seen conversations back and forth between Robert Stone and Melina. And you know what? Quite a few times you see wrestlers sort of booking their own stuff via Twitter. And there's an element of that which we sort of took with a pinch of salt. And then when rumors started coming out that maybe, just maybe, there was something happening, Melina shot them down. And now we're hearing that actually, no, there was something that was meant to be happening. Hopefully it's something that can still happen. I love the idea of Robert Stone in NXT, being the manager of some of these more legendary figures, to be a part of the Robert Stone brand. And it's a great way of bringing in some people who have been and done it in the wrestling world, who can offer some support and some encouragement and help push the next generation along. So Melina being involved in NXT isn't a bad thing, and something that apparently was meant to happen but now is not. But still could. Just saying.
O'Reilly had that one scouted all the way. Pulled out.
O'Reilly in the towel. Knee to the back of the neck. O'Reilly all the way from the top rope into the cover. And O'Reilly has a date with destiny.
Here is your winner, Kyle O'Reilly.
Well, let me tell you, that was an example of in-ring brilliance. What an absolute treat. What a performance from both men. But somehow, Kyle O'Reilly wins the match, and he will be heading to a date with destiny at New Year's Evil in 3 weeks against Finn Balor for the NXT Championship. Wow!
What a match here on NXT.
Closing moments from Kyle O'Reilly's clash with Pete Dunne last night on NXT, with Kyle O'Reilly officially becoming the number one contender to the NXT Championship. We will see Kyle O'Reilly versus Finn Balor 2 at New Year's Evil on Wednesday, January the 6th, 2021. Triple H tweeted out after the Dunne-O'Reilly match saying, "Unbelievable match from start to finish. Kyle O'Reilly and Pete Dunne tore the house down. Ready to see Balor-O'Reilly 2 for the NXT title at NXT NYE. This is NXT. It's going to be, it's just going to be great. I'm very, as the NXT boy, I'm incredibly excited for that one in the new year. Also for New Year's Evil, it was confirmed on NXT last night that we will see Karrion Kross facing Damian Priest one-on-one. This is after Karrion Kross powerbombed Damian Priest through the stage last week, took him out of action. So they're going to clash at New Year's Evil. Oh, we also discovered that Dexter Lumis is going to be hosting the event. Throughout NXT last night, he was shown on the platform sketching a picture. And it turned out to be a picture of the New Year's Evil logo and himself as with a little arrow pointing to him saying host. Don't know how he's going to host it since he doesn't talk, but I'm very intrigued to see how this pans out. We'll talk a little bit more about NXT later on today on the Cultaholic YouTube channel with NXT Graded. We'll break down some of the finer moments from last night's broadcast. Staying with NXT for a little while longer, no sign of Cameron Grimes last night. Well, this is apparently because he's out of action, and the commentators let us know that we won't see Cameron Grimes for another 4 to 6 weeks. So the reason for it is apparently the attack from Timothy Thatcher caused an injury. The real reason for Cameron Grimes not being around for the next 6 weeks isn't known at this time. There's been no reports of any major injury to Cameron Grimes. It's simply just taking some time away, I guess. Looking forward to see Grimes back in the ring in January. He's got a tremendous upside going into 2021. Also, Dakota Kai has been conspicuous by her absence on NXT since War Games. It was reported that she was injured, which is why she's not been around. According to Fightful Select, WWE is actually trying to clear up some visa issues that Dakota Kai is having. Being from New Zealand, she needs a work visa in order to appear and work in the United States. And there's just been a little bit of stuff they've been trying to sort out there. No idea on when she'll return, but it's expected to be, quote, soon.
Me and you, Kenny, we have some unfinished business. But you see, I'm not here tonight to be selfish. Oh, no. We are here tonight to address injustice. You understand? You see, look at this individual to my right. Rey Fénix. Cast your mind back to October, Kenny. Rey competed in the AEW World Championship, number one contendership tournament in Kenny. He never lost. So please explain to me, in layman's terms, how exactly you are the rightful champion, huh?
Wait, okay, hold on a second. Pac I'm going to give you a little lesson in the wrestling business, kid. Wrestlers don't tell the world champion what to do!
Well done. That's where you're wrong. You see, I just spoke to Tony Khan, and this match has already been sanctioned. December 30th, AEW Dynamite, Kenny Omega. Whether you like it or not, you will defend that championship against Rey Fénix.
Well, there you hear it, ladies and gentlemen. Sir. What a matchup. What a main event.
I'm going to change you like a Phoenix. Then I'll raise you like a Phoenix.
The closing moments of Dynamite last night, where we discovered Rey Fénix is going to get the shots that he missed out on at the AEW Championship. Omega Fénix will headline Dynamite on the 30th of December. New Year's Bash Night 1 will be headlined by a hell of a match between those two. Good to see Pac back on AEW Dynamite as well, correcting an injustice with Fénix being taken out of that contendership tournament early. I do believe we're heading towards Kenny Omega versus Pac early part of 2021. But that's another story for another time. That's coming up in just 2 weeks' time. Next week, AEW are presenting Holiday Bash, and we have a championship match lined up for that as well. It's going to be the Young Bucks defending the AEW tag team titles against Anthony Bowens and Max Caster. These guys have been on a roll. Their eighth straight win on Dynamite over SCU. They called out the Bucks post-match, and the title shot is happening next week. Also set for next week, we will see Chris Jericho and MJF facing off against Top Flight, following on from the shenanigans in last night's a big, what became a 12-man tag team match. 12-man? Yeah, it was 12-man. I lost count of people then. Hikaru Shida will be in action and against a yet-to-be-named opponent. Pac is back. He's facing The Butcher. Jurassic Express will face Colt Cabana 5 and 10 from the Dark Order. Eva Luno from the Dark Order is going up against Dustin Rhodes. And some wedding date details from Kip Sabian and Penelope Ford. A wrestling wedding. What could possibly go wrong? This show is going to be airing at 10 p.m. Eastern next week, or whenever the Boston Celtics Milwaukee Bucks game wraps up in the NBA. This has already been taped. It's in the can, so it won't be a live one next week, but should be a fun show nonetheless. Staying with AEW, one more thing to let you know about. Jake the Snake Roberts, conspicuous by his absence on Dynamite last night. He put out on Twitter saying, unfortunately, won't be able to appear at Dynamite due to illness. Brackets, not COVID. These days, we all have to be on point. Looking forward to seeing everyone in 2 weeks. We've talked on previous podcasts about Jake Roberts having some respiratory issues as of late, not being in the best of health, and we send nothing but our love and support to Jake the Snake Roberts. Hope to see him back on AEW very, very soon. Jack will be along later today to talk about last night's episode of Dynamite in AEW Dynamite Graded. Ross Tweddle here as well later today. The AEW TF moments. We'll take a look at some of the more weird and wonderful moments from Dynamite last night with Ross at youtube.com/cultaholic. The script with a huge song that seems to make the money every time wrestling rolls around. And WWE have taken full advantage of that and made it the soundtrack to the Hall of Fame. It lends itself nicely to it. Update on the Hall of Fame comes from WWE Hall of Famer Ric Flair. He was chatting to Rachel Nichols on The Jump on ESPN and has revealed that WWE are in the process of building a physical Hall of Fame as opposed to the virtual one, the metaphorical one that currently exists. There will be somewhere that you can go to actually see the Hall of Fame. It's going to be based in Orlando by the looks of things. Both two options have been discussed here as a separate building devoted to the WWE Hall of Fame, or as a walkthrough attraction at Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida. They did something similar with Lucille Ball, I believe, at Universal. There's that That's My Lucy thing, which, if my memory serves correctly, is near Terminator 2 3D and just a bit further along from the Nickelodeon Studios bit, if memory serves me correctly. It's around about there. Could end up being there. We don't know any more details on that other than Ric Flair saying that WWE has actually purchased one of his robes that will go on permanent display at this physical Hall of Fame. We have to add at this point that PWInsider.com have approached several people, and their sources say there's been no update beyond it being discussed and some potential plans. So doubt there's any major announcement coming soon from WWE. I think if there's going to be an announcement about a physical Hall of Fame, it might be in the run-up to WrestleMania in March or April time. But we'll keep an eye on that one for you.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
You might be spending today doing some last-minute Christmas shopping, and Quidco is here to give you some cash back when you do. Sign up to Quidco, and you can use it at hundreds of online retailers. And when you do, you get cash back paid into your bank account or into your PayPal account. Sign up through Quidco and see if it's any good for you. In fact, if you sign up through Cultaholic, you get a free fiver just for signing up, paid into your bank account or into your PayPal account. Find out everything you need to know about Quidco and whether it's right for you at cultaholic.com/cashback. We have an update on the return of the National Wrestling Alliance. NWA Power got shuttered at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, and lots of maneuvering within the management backstage at NWA has not given us a lot of hope for a return. But Serena Deeb was on the Hashtag Show, and she said that NWA may be resuming shows at the start of next year. She says, quote, NWA is probably starting back up again with some tapings in January or early next year. The NWA Women's World Champion said, my intention as champion is to defend this belt all over the world. I would love to be on a platform to showcase other women. The possibilities are endless. Up for that, and up for the return of NWA in 2021. We send our love to Robbie Eagles. A GoFundMe has been set up to try and get his father home to Australia from the Philippines following his passing. Robbie Eagles shared on Twitter, I really want to start posting some positivity online, but the last few days have been incredibly testing. Having already paid $16,000 to my dad's medical bills, my family are still being asked for an additional $20,000 from the hospital he was in before passing. Without this outstanding balance paid, they will not release our dad's death certificate, and thus we can't even begin to look at how to bring our dad home to give him the send-off he deserves. All of us, his kids, want. We've tapped our own personal funds twice over. Everyone has been incredible with the generosity, and I know it's the worst time of the year to ask, but if there's anyone able to donate, even a dollar or two, it will help us reach our goal. It's a terrible time for something like this to be going down, and if you want to find out more about the GoFundMe set up by Robbie Eagles, there are details in the description of the podcast today. WWE Battlegrounds have a third roster update dropping on the 23rd of December. Just in time for Christmas, you'll be able to play as Sting, Ric Flair, Sheamus, the Street Profits, Razor Ramon, Bret Hart, Sami Zayn, Diesel, Chad Gable, the Authors of Pain, Fandango, and Roddy Piper. Weird seeing Sting in that list. I'm pretty sure if WWE had their chance, they might have lobbed him out of there by now. And we congratulate Cody and Brandi Rhodes. It was announced during Dynamite that the executive vice president, Cody Rhodes, and AEW's chief brand officer, Brandi Rhodes, are expecting their first child. It was announced in vignette form, which is how you debut a baby in wrestling. It was a video of Brandi and Cody decorating their Christmas tree, and there was a present at the front door, which contained a pair of baby shoes and an ornament announcing the birth of their child coming in 2021. Oh, and also Pharaoh has a baby security bandana on. I think Cody and Brandi's baby got a better debut promo than most wrestlers have. Congratulations to Cody and Brandi Rhodes. What wonderful news to end the year on. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel today, NXT graded. Later on with myself, we'll talk through all the happenings from NXT last night. It's my last one of the year, so come by and say hi before I leave forever. Nah, just till next year. AEW Dynamite graded later today with Jack the Jobber going through all the happenings from Dynamite on the other side. AEW TF moments with Ross later on today. Some of the wild and woolly moments that occurred. No doubt some JR clangers on Dynamite last night. Ross will find them and share them for you. And with the TLC pay-per-view heading our way Sunday, the final WWE pay-per-view of 2020, the lads are along later today for 9 pitches for WWE TLC 2020. On the Cultaholic podcast feed today, we are up to day 4 of Watch Alongmas. It is myself, Matthew Gregg from the Classic SmackDown review, Justin Henry from the Classic Raw review, and a host of mystery special guests watching some truly awful wrestling with us. The one that we have today, it's quite ironic to say that it doesn't go on very long, but it's deeply satisfying in a weird way. When you see the match, remember I said that, and it'll make you laugh. It's a little Easter egg. Twitch.tv/Cultaholic. Sam Driver's on later today. I've been really enjoying anything that involves Sam on Twitch with trucks. Whether he's racing them, whether he's driving cross-country, he's missed his calling as a long-distance lorry driver. And I'm excited to see more from Sam tonight at twitch.tv/Cultaholic. Eat your hat, Sam. I'm just saying. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.